Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hey everyone, Lawrence here. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. This episode of Mockery Manor contains violence and descriptions of assault and drugs. If that's something you'd prefer not to hear, you might want to give this one a miss. Thanks for listening.
Don't just lie there. Come on, wake up. Come on. Come on. Oh, come on, you have to wake up. Oh, I feel so dizzy. You deserved it. I didn't have a choice. Now just look. This can't be real.
Never fear, here at Mockery Manor, a little rain won't stop the fun. Although most rides will be closed for the duration, and all outdoor shows are cancelled. But consider instead our indoor attractions and restaurants. The unidentified frying objects...
JJ, wait! Where are you going?
The heart of JJ!
No.
The origin showcase, and many more. And, of course, you can purchase a souvenir Mockery Manor umbrella.
Come on, answer the phone. Answer the phone, come on.
Hello?
Hello, police. My aunt's missing. I think she's hurt. You have to come.
Slow down, dear. What's the matter?
I'm at Mockery Manor. I think something terrible's happened, but I don't know what. Can you come?
JJ, that phone's internal.
What do you mean?
Hello? Are you still there?
The park phones. They only go to the manor.
Who is this?
Look, give it here.
What are you doing?
Max, is that you?
It's Jenkins. Has someone been hurt?
Nah, everything's fine. I'll deal with it.
Oh, everything's fine. Everything isn't fine. Tell them to ring the police.
Is that a good idea? I don't think we should tell anyone until we know...
We should tell the police!
Tell them what? Eh? That you heard a recording in a scare maze of a woman screaming and now you think it might be your aunt? Oh, where are you going?
The lake house. I'll use the phone there.
Oh, JJ, wait. Let's think about this. Oh, flipping hell.
Excuse me, young man.
Sorry. You're going to have to ask someone else.
Oh, no, you don't.
God, you got some grip, lady.
I've been watching you. Got the look of your dad, haven't you? Like a whipped dog.
You what?
Enthralled to the mockeries, the lot of you.
Sorry, who did you say you were?
I didn't. I need to see my daughter. She won't let me in. You're going to help me.
Lady, I don't know who your daughter is.
Oh, I think you do. You work for her. We all do. Now, take me to the tunnels if you'd be so kind.
And you're going regular?
Yes, Mum.
Good. And you're making lots of friends?
Yes, Mum. Although I'd rather be with you.
Oh, Walter. For crying out loud.
What? You're my best friend.
Walter, this isn't healthy.
Excuse me. Hi.
Huh?
Can you hang up? I need the phone.
Oh, no. Not you again. No. No way.
It's an emergency.
You said that last time.
Walter, do you have to go?
No. Mum, stay on the line.
Get off the phone. I need to call the police.
I'll call the police. On you.
Give it here.
Go. Get off.
I'll be off there.
Give
I've got a
me
the
phone.
You're mad.
And you are incredibly annoying.
Everything all right?
Got it.
Graham?
Hello, Katie.
She hung up.
What are you doing here?
You told me to get in touch.
I told you to call me, not to come here. Never mind. Have you been to Janet's?
My mum's hung up.
Oh, let's just go in here. Come on.
She's not answering.
Okay. Tell me.
You look nice.
What?
That costume, it really suits you. What's it supposed to be?
I'm a Fancyland page boy. Graham, did you see Janet?
Oh, no. She wasn't at home. Is this where you're staying then? It's a bit smelly, isn't it?
30 teenagers live here, that's why. And the lake stinks of sulphur.
Teenagers by a lake? Anyone murdered yet?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You know, it's like that film, Friday the 13th.
Oh, Jesus.
Picks off one by one.
Graham, did you see anything unusual at Janet's?
Like what?
I don't know.
Well, the gnome's fairly unusual. Have you seen it? Instead of holding a fishing rod, it's holding its own...
I know what the gnome is doing. Anything else?
I suppose there's quite a few bottles of milk on her doorstep.
How many?
I don't know, 5 or 6, maybe 10, 15. I didn't count.
Did you go inside?
I did. I checked every room in case she'd had a fall. All empty. Is she on holidays then?
No. No, she's not. I don't know where she is.
Oh, Katie, what's wrong, pet?
Something's happened to her and I don't know what, why or when. I need to tell the police. They won't listen, will they?
Oh, love, look. I've known Janet for years. She's exactly the sort of woman to forget to cancel her milk.
Well, I know, but...
Remember when she woke up to find a JCB digging a huge hole in her garden?
Well, yeah, she paid a man at the pub to install a swimming pool.
And she'd completely forgotten about it.
This is different. It's different, Graham.
Oh, come here. Come on. Give us a hug, me poor Katie.
Just so worried about her.
I know, there. Let it all out, that's right. Oh, you're in a right state, aren't you? Do you think it's because of us?
What do you mean?
Well, it's been a confusing time, hasn't it? I've been the same. I can barely think straight since, well, since you left. Oh, I'm sorry, Pet. It's all my fault.
It wasn't just you, though, was it? It's both our faults.
We're a right pair, aren't we? Oh, your hair smells nice.
Thanks. It's shampoo.
No, that's not shampoo. That's my kitty.
Oh, you're so cheesy.
I've left my wife, Katie.
You've... what?
Well, we could be together now. Properly, I mean.
But you told me you loved her. You said
it's
that
it's just not working out. She doesn't get me like you do. Katie, let's get married.
Married? Graham, I'm 18. You're...
only in my 30s.
38.
And I've changed my entire life for you. I've got the Peugeot in the car park with all my belongings in the boot.
You've moved out?
I slept in the bathroom showcase last night. In the rose pink bath with the gold taps, you know the one. Where we consummated our love.
Graham, please.
And now I'm here, so you don't have to be sad anymore.
No, no, Graham, no.
What do you mean, no?
I can't. I just... this is everything I dreamed of 3 months ago. But that was then, and this is now. And I've tried so hard to move on.
Don't you want me anymore? I love you, Katie. You're all I have left. I've still got the bathroom showcase, of course, and the Peugeot, but I'll lose the house. Oh, God, the house. I'll have to downsize. What have I done?
Oh,
I've ruined
everything. No, don't get upset. Look, we can figure this out.
Katie, please, just hold me.
All right.
JJ, are you in there?
Private meeting, thank you.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Didn't you hear me? Shut that door!
No, I bloody won't. And get your hands off me bird.
I'm not your bird.
JJ, who is this?
This is...
her boyfriend of 18 months, thank you very much.
Graham.
Who the chuff are you?
Get off me. We broke up, remember? I'm not your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's my girlfriend.
No, I'm not. Just because we slept together...
an hour ago?
You did what?
Look, just shut up! Both of you, shut up! I don't want to be anyone's girlfriend. I'm sick of it. Ever since I was little, it was, who do you fancy? Do you have a boyfriend? Or maybe I just want to be me. On my own. Maybe it's time I found out who I am.
You're an arsehole.
Is he listening through the door? Piss off, Walter!
Now then, calm down, Katie.
Her name is JJ.
Parker, just leave. Please. I'll talk to you later.
But I need to tell you something.
I said we'd talk later, didn't I?
Ugh. Fine. I'll be at the manor when you're ready.
What a bellend.
Graham.
It's all right. I'm going nowhere, babe.
Yeah, okay. I guess we do need to talk.
We can leave together. Right now. Get in the Peugeot and just drive.
I can't. There's something I have to figure out. I think I need to talk to Margot Mockery.
Right, well, how long will that take, do you think?
I don't know.
A couple of hours? Or...
I don't know, Graham.
It's just that any longer I'll have to sleep in my car.
There's a hotel in town.
Oh, a bit pricey. Maybe I could camp in the woods.
The woods? I've got an idea. There's an empty cottage. You could stay there.
Free of charge?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would know.
Great.
Come on, then. I'll have to ask a friend where it is first.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Who is she?
Look at that girl.
Kate!
Where? The state of her.
What are you staring at?
She's covered in mud.
Blimey.
Maybe she's
I'm looking for Kate. Have you seen her?
Are you all right, love? You're bleeding.
It's not my blood.
Oh.
I need to find Kate.
What's going on?
Kate!
She drunk.
Oh, Kelly, over here.
Jesus Christ, what happened to you?
Where's my sister?
Where is she?
Oh, get off. You're covered in mud. You look insane.
I was lost in the woods. An elephant helped me, chased me here.
Wow, okay.
You have to listen to me.
Are you high? Oh my God, you are so fired. This is hilarious.
Shut up and listen, Norton.
Don't talk to me like that. God, it's no wonder no one likes you.
Kate!
Where are you going now?
Kate!
Did you see that? JJ's gone mad. I knew she wasn't all there. She stole Sonia's bracelet, you know? And she tried to steal her sister's boyfriend, and he wasn't interested. And I heard she slept with a married man. I know. Who'd sleep with her? And everyone's saying she probs pushed Sonia off the float. She's basically a psycho.
And it's a deluge of bargains today. Introducing our rainy day special. 50% off all postcards and souvenir pencils in Ye Olde gift shop.
Okay, should be here somewhere.
The cottage?
The path that leads to the cottage. Matty said it was behind Dreamland. Ah, there! You see the gap in the trees? That must be it.
Oh, aye. And you'll come and see me after you've talked to this Margaret, will you?
Margot, and yeah, I will.
Hey, it might be dark by then. You might have to stay the night.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, go on. Hey, it'll be like that scene in Dirty Dancing in the cabin. You know, the bit where Cry To Me comes on the radio.
Oh, Graham, no. No, I don't want to dance.
Don't you feel like crying?
Oh, don't start singing.
Don't you feel like crying?
Graham, no, I'm serious.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Graham.
Call me Johnny.
I'm really not in the mood.
Fair dues. Maybe later.
Don't!
Just a kiss goodbye.
Sorry. It's too weird. Sorry.
No, don't apologise. You're right, we should have a good talk first. Well, off I go then, into the woods. Shall I take the umbrella or do you want it?
You take it.
Grand, see you soon then.
See you soon.
Don't worry, I shan't stray from the path. You'll come and rescue me from the wolf later, eh?
Even happening? How is this my life? Oh, God. Oh, wish Betty was here.
What do you think you're doing?
Kate, it's me. I'm at guest services.
Give that back.
We've got to get out of the park. Betty?
Give it here.
No, go away.
I'm the only one allowed to use the PA.
Kate, do you hear me? Betty, what the hell? Kate, we have to get out of here. What the hell?
You do not have permission.
Kate, help.
That's it. I'm calling security.
I'm coming, Betty. Don't worry, I'm coming.
All right, then. Well, here we are. Oh, how rustic. A simple life indeed. Well, goodness me. Oh, how is this happening? How is this my life? Oh, God. It's just temporary, Graham, my boy. She'll forgive you. Give her some time, then you could go back home and pretend none of this ever happened. But in the meantime, where's that key? Ah, doormat. Katie? Bloody hell, fire! You scared the living daylights out of me then. What are you wearing? What are you supposed to be, a bloody great big cat? You nutter. Oh, I feel like a proper little Red Riding Hood now. Come in here, let me get you out of that wet costume. Hang on, you're a bit tall for Katie. Who the chuff are you? Hey!
Sorry about that, folks. Member of staff had too many sugary drinks, grabbed the microphone, and went a little bit
Loco Bananas. But she's gone now. She's gone for a nice lie down, so that's A-OK. And now back to the Crumhorn Concerto by Steve the Peasant, who can be found in the village bandstand. Take it away, Steve.
Excuse me. Excuse me, coming through. Out of the way. Gosh, he's got to be around here somewhere. Shh. Keep your voice down. Betty. Oh, thank God. What's going on?
Come round here, behind the gift shop.
I don't want anyone to see me. Stupid Paul called security while I was on the tannoy.
Betty, you look awful. What's happened?
Oh, Kate, it's been so horrible. I was so scared.
Betty, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh. Oh. It was Norton.
Norton?
He followed me. He said he'd give me a lift to Dover. He said he didn't want me to hitchhike and that it was too dangerous. Well, no one else was stopping, so I got in. And then... I don't know. He must have drugged me.
Jesus Christ! I can't believe it.
I woke up in the woods. He was there. Digging. Oh my God, he was digging a hole. I don't think he expected me to wake up.
Oh my God.
I was so scared. I just laid there. It felt like hours. He was going to... Oh, Kate, he was going to...
It's all right, okay? You got away. You're safe now.
Apologies, folks. Just a quick notice. If anyone sees the member of staff that's currently covered in mud and twigs, recently seen running from guest services, please could they report to the nearest member of staff? A different member of staff, I mean. The police would just like to have a quick word with them. It's okay. There's nothing to worry about. I believe it's about their Ford Escort is blocking the loading bay.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much.
They've called the police.
Well, that's a good thing. We can tell them what he did.
No.
What's wrong?
I can't. You mustn't.
Betty, look, I know you're scared, but the police will protect you.
I killed him, Kate. I killed Norton.
Are you sure?
He put the spade down. I grabbed it. I hit him in the back of the knees, and he fell into the hole.
It's all right, Betty. It's okay. Look, I'm sure he was just hurt, you know? And it was self-defense.
No, Kate. When he was in the hole, I hit him again. And then again. And he was still alive. And he asked for help. But I did nothing. For hours. I just waited. I waited for him to stop breathing. And then I hit him some more.
Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Jonathan Kitching was Graham. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Jenkins, Paul the Announcer, Walter's Mum and additional voices. Suze Kempner was Kelly and the Sinister Old Lady. James Ducker was Walter. And Lindsay Sharman was additional voices. You can support us and help keep this production going by visiting ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. That's ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. For more information about Mockery Manor and our sister podcast, Madam Magenta, visit longcatmedia.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.